Hi, Sandra. How are you? I love today's topic. I just can't wait to hear what you have to say about it, and I will try to restrain myself.
Okay.
All right, no, drum roll.
It was wonderful. Good.
Well, we'll see what happens. How do we help the most anxious generation in their new jobs?
Well, this is a fascinating topic, and I want to, first of all, salute the management issues writer for the Wall Street Journal, Sue Schellenbacher. Sue, if you're listening to the show, ask for a raise. You're the best they have. Anyway, let's talk about this Generation Z. Fascinating, because they have the highest level of anxiety of any of the generations, according to all the research that's been done, anxiety. So we know that the suicide rate among college students today is the highest it's ever been. It's the anxiety, bipolar activity. You know, I know one of my good friend's son committed suicide and at school. And it's really a major issue. So I want to talk about this at work now, how they get to work and why the anxiety is the highest ever with this new Generation Z. So let me talk about PwC, PricewaterhouseCoopers. Michael Fenton is the chief human resources officer for PricewaterhouseCoopers. And, you know, he's one of the nation's largest employers of newly minted college grads. And according to Mr. Fenton, college presidents and deans tell him repeatedly that they've had to make more managing students' anxiety. The feel of managing anxiety and other mental health issues, a major issue at school now, a priority. They say they're overwhelmed now with demand for mental health services on their campuses, obviously, still very disturbing. And Mr. Fenlon says he hears this time and time again. So as Generation Z enters the workforce, more young recruits are reporting anxiety than any other generation ever. Some 54% of workers under 53 say they feel anxious or nervous due to stress in the preceding month, according to the American Psychological Association of close to 3,500 adults 18 and over. Close behind are millennials with 40% reporting anxiety. The national average, believe it or not, is 34%. And one driver of the trend is that 20-somethings are simply more willing to talk about it and ask for help with emotional issues. So, but before we go on a little bit, I want to discuss this whole issue. Why do we see this major anxiety, this anxious generation? Why is it happening today? You know, one of the reasons is, you know, I think, you know, a lot of them don't have to work during school. Their parents are a lot wealthier than mine. I mean, I had to work for 4 years at school. So for me, getting my next job was a lot easier because I had so many bosses through college, as did most of my friends at school. But today, you know, they're not working during the summer. They're not working very hard. They're not working after class. So they're not used to work and what, you know, work is all about. Getting in early, you know, looking for an opportunity to grow, make an impact. What do you do? So I think that's one of the reasons. And you know, but their anxiety is causing baffling, you know, workplace behaviors, such as how do you ghost the boss? Employees are trying new ways, of course, to help anxious hires stay calm, clear-headed, and willing to speak up at work. One example in this Sue Schellenbacher article, one executive was dismayed when a young employee missed tour for first 5 days on the job without calling in, says Adrian Gostak, one of the management consultants, who advised the executive. In a meeting, the employee admitted to paralyzing anxiety, including panic attacks and stomach aches. When the executive reacted with empathy, the employee seemed confident and started showing up regularly. So, other managers take the opposite tack. The older people, of course, who are not used to this, using anxiety as a weapon to get employees to perform, a tactic which is most likely to backfire. So 1 in 4 Gen Z employees say they'd quit any company when the boss managed by fear, according to a survey of 1,000 18 to 23-year-olds by a company called Inside Out Development, a big consulting company. So, anxiety causes an employee to withdraw, turn negative, and overreact to stress. So, if you suffer from anxiety, you lose focus. PricewaterhouseCoopers, great company that hires, hundreds and hundreds of young people after school, great consulting company. And they encourage their Gen Z employees to discuss mental health issues more openly. Mr. Fenlon, who is the chief human resource officer there, said recently he did an internal podcast, he talks about, on getting help, and disclosed that his own mother suffered from depression as a kid. I never spoke about it. In retrospect, why didn't I? So here it is. It's amazing. Some 13,500 PricewaterhouseCoopers employees took part in a recent online meditation session. God bless them. The company is also training managers and running meetings, so everyone participates. This includes appointing one person to make sure reticent employees speak up. So, Stacy Snyder, a 24-year-old business analyst, says she suffers anxiety before making presentations or getting feedback. When she second guesses herself afterwards, she says, "I should have done this instead." So, again, meditation and mindfulness training offered by her employer has helped her be less reactive to stress. If someone asks her to drop everything to do a report right away, she takes a minute to think about it rather than refusing on the spot. So I love this trend of understanding Gen Zs and doing meditation classes to calm anxiety. I love what Pricewaterhouse is doing. The other thing is the company stations social workers at its plants to offer confidential counseling and has trained 110 employee volunteers in mental health first aid so they can notice signs of anxiety. I love that. Hats off to PricewaterhouseCoopers for all the things they're doing for Gen Z. The question still is, my view is the Gen Z people didn't have enough experience in school working for a boss, a tough boss, an easy boss, but a boss. And so the anxiety happens when they get their first job. That's why, I had 3 jobs all my career. These Gen Zs for 10 years have had 6 different jobs in 10 years. Unbelievable, right? Because of the anxiety issue. So lastly, research by Harvard Business School professor Amy Edmondson shows psychological safety, a shared belief that it's okay to take risks or make mistakes without fear of being embarrassed, rejected, or punished. She's the author of a book called The Fearless Organization. So to foster a sense of psychological safety, she coaches managers to show humility, admit mistakes, and avoid casting blame on individual for systemic failures. So that's what it's all about, this Gen Z that we don't spend enough time focusing on. And how do we fix this in school? I mean, I don't know what to tell our listeners about the poicide rate, which is the highest now ever among college students. It's really frightening about the suicide rate. So in any event, that's a little bit about Gen Z and what we have to do to help them.
What sort of HR protocols are in place for their hiring?
I'm sorry, Jill?
What sort of HR protocols are in place when it comes to hiring Gen Zers?
Well,
in other words,
it's still, you know, it's still the resume and it's still the kinds of questions that the chief people officer, that's what they call it at Price Waterhouse, chief people officer, not human resources, the kinds of questions that they ask, and you can tell if you're a good people officer what the anxiety is during the interview. I mean, have they worked before? What kind of experience have they had working before? So that all kind of comes out.
Are people encouraged
with a good interview? But the question still is that we haven't resolved why. What is happening with Gen Z? Why is the suicide rate so high? Why is the level of anxiety the highest ever among these college grads, Jill? Why?
And I suppose that there are people who are very smart who are working on that.
Yep. Yep. We're still working on it. Exactly right.
Thank you.
Well, I hope we get some answers soon, Jill.
Thank you very much, Sandra Flum, Leader's Edge.
Thank you, Jill.